When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. A shout out to everybody out there who drinks coffee first thing in the morning. Now listen, I am right there with you. Take it from a longtime traveler. An important travel skill, especially if you want to go all over the world, is the ability to drink bad coffee. If you can drink Nescafe or other instant coffee or any other coffee that's not really that great and be satisfied, you'll have a much easier time in some parts of the world. I've spent a lot of time sitting on the floor of airports in various parts of the world, brewing up my Nescafe or whatever it is. So, as I said, a skill of drinking bad coffee is important. However, this doesn't mean, by any case, by any standard, that all coffee is the same. Quite the opposite. In fact, whenever I have a really good cup of coffee, I always appreciate the difference compared to that cup of Nescafe in Kazakhstan or even the overly roasted blend from the ubiquitous Mermaid chain. It's not just random parts of the world where there's bad coffee. A lot of Americans are drinking bad coffee all the time because they don't know any better. So in this story, three childhood friends brew up a quirky, perky performance beverage for firefighters in search of a 48-hour jolt. It's profitable within 6 months, and they're hand-delivering it to fire stations across California while simultaneously building a brand to sell to anyone. They've done a great job, and they've also learned some lessons along the way. So stay tuned. We're calling it Coffee for Firefighters Brings the Heat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
There's work, and then there are the tools that actually make work work. For firefighters, one thing that is absolutely essential is coffee. Preferably not just any coffee, but coffee that will enhance alert, awake, non-jittery performance for 48 hours, basically the length of a firefighter's entire shift. Northern California firefighters Eli Held and Lorenzo Tescareño parlayed that need for a long-lasting, high-caffeine jolt into a side hustle of roasting and delivering coffee to fire stations and connoisseurs. With the help of their childhood friend Doug Walker, director of sales at a local brewery, six-month-old Muertos Coffee is slowly brewing into a wicked small business, combining profits, community service, and tattoo-inspired merch. This move from firefighting to coffee purveying wasn't instant. The concept had to percolate a bit. Off work for 5 months with a back injury, Lorenzo found himself jolted by a new idea. At the firehouse, he'd been responsible for the house fund and was charged with picking up the station's kitchen essentials. Typically, that included a Costco run for coffee, although the end result wasn't really lighting anyone's fire. As he put it, firemen are extremely picky and require a high-caffeine blend. Lorenzo knew that firefighters would be looking for a blend that could keep the crew alert through a two-day shift. That meant a medium roast to avoid the problem of losing caffeine through the cooking process. Finding the right blend was problematic, but sometimes, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. So for Lorenzo, his mission became learning the art of coffee roasting. After getting his buddies Eli and Doug involved, they started roasting their own blends at Doug's employer, which was, again, the brewery. As for the name, Muertos means dead in Spanish, and since they sell coffee to wake the dead, they call their new side hustle Muertos Coffee Company. They added some detailed skull designs to their packaging, inspired by the Mexican Day of the Dead holiday, and Muertos Coffee Company rose from the grave. Bags, stickers, website design, merch design, shipping, these were all unknowns that had to be explored, hammered out, and in most cases, Googled. Lorenzo says the first step is to think about what you want to accomplish based on what you enjoy. And then once you start, you'll figure it out. So go down the rabbit trail. Another tip, don't worry too much about messing up some of the details. For Muertos, one of the initial mess-ups was the company website. The initial platform turned out to be too tedious and time-consuming, and the company found out it needed one with integrated shipping software. The shipping is what's needed to put a bag of beans, either their signature 48-hour medium roast or the Leatherhead Blend dark roast, into the hands of home coffee drinkers via USPS delivery. Then there's the line of cool Muertos merch. Hats, tees, and tanks for men and women with a Dia de los Muertos Mexican-inspired design created by Doug's tattoo artist. But the coffee for fire stations, that is hand-delivered around the state by mentored recruits, mostly young aspiring firefighters who get a chance to participate in Mentored by Muertos, a program that provides in-station visits and networking in exchange for delivering the goods to stations. Each Muertos man kicked in $4,000 to start, and the company is now profitable in its sixth month of operation. They're reinvesting those profits for now, and also working on extracting more potential from the merchandise. But money isn't the company's only goal. The Muertos mission statement is an invitation to take an active role in giving back. That means promoting the firefighting profession through mentoring those would-be firefighters and donating a portion of coffee profits to firefighters injured in the line of duty and victims of fire. The mentoring part includes asking fellow firefighters who order coffee to spend time talking to would-be firefighters delivering the beans. Resume consultation, ride-alongs, networking, and interview training are all part of the services Muertos hopes to offer the next generation of firefighters. And they plan to do this while serving coffee connoisseurs of all kinds. The Muertos Coffee Company. I love this whole concept in branding. Just taking a look at their website, muertoscoffeeco.com. which we will link up in the notes, of course. The 48-hour blend, here's how it's described. Our 48-hour line packs a swift kick of energy that is sure to wake the dead. A deadly combination of cherry and plum invades your taste buds while hints of honey lurk in the shadows of your mouth. It's one sinister cup of coffee that will keep you up in the late hours of the night. That sounds like something I need right now. It's not even the middle of the night, but I like the idea of it. Congratulations to them. Really cool project. I also like this quote from Lorenzo. Really short quote. I thought a lot about it as I was working on the episode. He said, "You don't learn from things you do well." Isn't that interesting? You don't learn from things you do well. I was like, wow, is that true? Like in some ways, you know, I actually think that most of us should be doing the things that we do well. You're going to be most successful in life by playing to your strengths, I mean, a firefighter, you know, spends a lot of time training, learning, studying, et cetera, practicing, you know, to become the best possible firefighter. You know, I want them to do that well, and it's in the best interest of society and for them, et cetera, that they do it well. For myself also, like, there's lots of stuff that I'm not good at. And for the most part, I don't have much of an interest in trying to improve those things because I know that's not how I'm going to make my mark on the world or even just fulfill my own potential for myself. But I don't think that's what Lorenzo is talking about when he says you don't learn from things you do well. I was like, oh, that's true. Like when I first started traveling, I had this aptitude for it. I really loved it. But I learned through the process of doing it. I wasn't that good at it at first, you know, and the same with writing or sharing online or any of the businesses I've started. It's actually really fun to kind of jump into that process, and you're not good at it at first, but you know, you make this gradual progress, and at first actually you make a lot of progress, which is also enjoyable because you can see, oh, yesterday I was here and now I'm all the way up here, and you know, tomorrow I'll be even further along. And then as time goes by, your improvements are much more marginal or incremental. But at first you're like learning a lot. And so it provides this whole like positive reinforcement loop. Maybe that's not what he meant from it, but that's what I took away from it. So I'm just thinking about that a little bit. Like, you don't learn from things you do well. What am I trying to learn right now? Like, what are you trying to learn? What are you trying to do right now that's difficult, that's challenging, but you know there's something to it. Like, there's a reason why you should be learning this. There's a reason why you should be pushing yourself in some way. So that's my encouragement that I'll leave you with today, along with a link, of course, to Muertos Coffee Company. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. That link and anything else I mentioned in the episode will be at sidehustleschool.com/986. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again tomorrow. Episode 987 coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.